Saw this on Good Morning America.
Living apart together.
Have you ever heard of this phrase?
Living apart together?
Yeah.
No.
Highly recommend.
Videos for living apart together getting millions of views online.
Some people think it's bizarre, but it works great for us.
Yeah, so.
How does this work? You're still living together, but you've broken up?
No.
You're living in separate residences, but you're still together?
Yeah, so you're living a committed relationship, but in
separate spaces.
Separate spaces, yeah.
Fans say it's the best of both worlds. Companionship when you want it, alone time when you don't.
That's what they're saying.
Okay. Living apart together allows couples to maintain their autonomy and independence within the context of a long-term committed relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a Hollywood movement. The Census Bureau says that in 2023, almost 4 million Americans were living apart from their spouses.
What?
Wow.
That was 4 million?
Yeah, right.
So wait, are you maintaining like two mortgage payments or two rents? How does that make sense for anybody?
I've heard
of more people like breaking up, but they're still living together because they can't afford to live apart.
Right. I've heard that too.
Yes.
People these days are looking for relationships that work for their lives.
So they're saying that it provides them the ability to have quality time together when they want it, but then be with their own space.
So we're just dating. We're not married and having kids this way.
No,
right?
I mean, I don't know if there are kids involved, but
this feels like they're not married. They're just dating.
Married
long
couples.
Long distance almost relationships.
Yeah, married couples.
But maybe
doing
in the
this.
Same town. Oh, married couples?
Yeah.
How?
I don't
okay.
know. I'm not trying to defend this because
my husband is listening right now. Stop listening. This is not a good idea.
Because I feel like, you know, I felt like I was like, I'm very independent, all this, blah, blah, blah. But I've realized over the years, I'm pretty codependent.
Oh, you're very codependent. You're very codependent.
I'm pretty codependent.
And really, honestly, there's not a lot of places where you can go get your me time in your house.
No,
you
there
are
isn't.
Surrounded at all times by either people or animals.
Or animals. And, you know, I can't really even go to the restroom.
No, you can't.
And have peace there because.
No, I can't either because I have three pugs. They follow me everywhere.
A dog will bust his way in.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But yeah, like I said, I was thinking, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, I'm independent. And then I'm like, no, you're not really. I'm pretty codependent.
I'm glad that you came to that realization.
I'm, you know, sometimes you like to think, yeah, sure, I could do that. I could do that. No.
I don't understand how this can have like long-term success.
Tammy said my cousin and her husband live separately and are married.
Really?
She has a condo. He has his house.
What?
They see one another several times per week.
Several times a week?
They go out and take each other to doctor's appointments,
things like that.
When one of them had surgery, they stayed together.
Oh,
then, while the
helpful.
Other was healing.
Okay. But then I had to go back home because that's just too much.
So she says they lived together originally, but decided living in separate dwellings worked better for them, and they're still married 15 years later.
15
Yeah,
years?
So I don't know if there are kids involved, but like, I don't know.
I have to say, I would have to think no. Well, I would have to think no, though, because how confusing. I mean, that's what divorce people have to deal with all the time is who's going to have the kids when.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult sometimes to have, you know, the kids like have separate stuff in different places.
Sarah said, I did this for nearly 3 years. Did the whole living apart.
Mm-hmm.
But then he dumped me a few months ago. Glad we weren't living together then. That's the bonus.
Okay, I feel like that does make it much easier.
Where it's literally just a...
And it's like, all right, I'll just stop coming over.
Yep.
But you don't have to separate stuff.
Okay.
Or divide the house.
That's crazy.
Dave said I did this for a little bit with my last relationship. She moved 1 hour away shortly after we started dating, lived 15 minutes away before that. And part of the reason for the breakup was our schedules that made it difficult to hang out and our different lifestyles that wouldn't be compatible if we did live together. So both of us working full time, spending a day or less together per week didn't help it either.
Man.
So yeah, I just, again, all of these signs look to, with the exception of Tammy, all these signs are pointing to how does that work long term?
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like it's like 1 foot out the door.
We got a text from a listener. I've been doing this for going on 10 years with my boyfriend. It's the best.
Really?
She says, we never wanted to blend families after divorce, so he's got alone time with his kids. When he has them, I have alone time with my kids when I have them, and we come together quite nicely because the kids don't have to compete, and nobody's looked at as a step-parent, and we're very happy with the arrangement. Look at that.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, again, not married. So we're
just
dating.
Yeah, right. That's not married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, okay. Yeah, so I saw that and I was like, man, that is an interesting way. That's an interesting way to go about it because like you said at the beginning, I've heard of the other way around where people break up, but they're like, you know what? We're just going to continue to cohabitate for right now.
For financial reasons.
For financial reasons,
for sure. It's
so difficult
to maintain two households, two payments of all the things.
Well, good for you guys.
Okay.
So I guess maybe it is a thing that happens more than we think.
Well, if my husband never dumps me, he's not moving out of the house, and I'm not either. We're going to have to learn how to cohabitate. That's not happening.
Because, again, just like I admitted, Kelly, codependent.
He's not even moving out of the bedroom. He's going to stay there, too.
All right.